This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Go 2021 coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. And off we go, as we do. You know, different year, but, you know, I like habits. I like good habits. So joining me again is writer and podcaster, Rob Morse. How goes it, sir?
Bill, I'm doing great. I'm having a great year. I'm glad that WORD let you go and you can get back here. I won't say where you belong, but well, I'm certainly glad to have you.
They didn't let me go. It was time was up. Time to go.
Okay.
Time to go.
You know, Dean Weingarten, I spoke to him this morning, did a great article. Did he talk about I'll call the guy a white hat hacker at the Georgia Judicial Committee, talking about what he found?
We had talked about that at length, but I mean, and he did refer to him as the white hat hacker. But what did you guys discuss?
Well, I just, you know, tomorrow's the day. Georgia residents who've not voted early are going to go to the polls, cast their votes in this runoff election for the U.S. senators. Hopefully, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue will keep the anti-gun left candidates, that's John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, from giving the Dems a chance to ram through their Harris-Biden anti-gun agenda.
Right.
So I donated to their campaign. I'm telling you right up front. When I read Dean's article, I called him to get some extra details. You know, early voting had already started last week, and while the Georgia Senate Judicial Committee was taking evidence, an expert on identification systems was given testimony. He goes, one of my employees has hacked into the network at the county precinct where election is taking place. And they're reporting they not only have control of, I think he called them the poll pad, but also they can see two-way internet traffic. Okay, who cares? My phone does that. Big deal. What does that matter? Well, the president of Dominion Voting Systems said, no, these machines are not accessible from the internet. That would be a terrible risk. We wouldn't do that. So somebody's either an idiot or lied in front of Congress.
Yeah.
And I hope we'll go to jail. In fact, I hope that a lot of people who stole this election go to jail. I have modest goals for 2021.
We can always hope for that. There's nothing wrong with hoping for that.
It's
sort of cynical, but it's great to hope for
it. It's sort of cynical. I thought it was sort of maybe naive.
That too.
At the same time. Well, so I wrote an article called It's Easy to Steal an Election, But You Can't Hide the Theft. I mean, think about it. When you move millions of votes, well, you can insert your candidate multiple times so his votes are counted. You can delete your opponent's votes. You can shift votes.
Yeah.
But each one of those actions leaves a mark. And they thought we wouldn't look. They thought that the anointing of the news media would be enough?
Right. I think if I were to write an article about that, like that, the only thing I would change about is it's easy to steal an election once. because I don't see this happening again. I see a lot, you know, there are a lot of people out there saying, well, if they still won, we'll never be back in power. What's the use of even voting? Well, we just have to go back to 1946, don't we? How many battles of Athens
right.
do you think would have to be reenacted for that to settle in?
Literally, I think one about every 15 years. So what Bill's talking about is some returning servicemen after the war who came home and the political machine wouldn't let them vote, wouldn't let blacks vote. And the way that in some cases they let them vote, but then they took the ballot box and said, we'll count these. The sheriff was in on the scam.
Right.
And the soldiers raided the National Guard armory nearby. Then, like now, it was easy to get rifles. It was hard to get ammunition. And they took the ballot boxes back. A little dynamite was involved along the way.
They even cleaned the grands and put them back in the armory. Cleaned them.
And when they were done, Bill, I can just imagine some sergeant going, is that your gun? Yes, sergeant. Well, then clean it and put it away. Yes, sergeant.
Yep. I don't know. See, in the event of a Battle of Athens, I'd be looking at my sergeant going, nope, lost them all in a tragic boating accident on a river. Got no guns. I wasn't involved in none of that stuff, Sarge. I swear to God. Happened before I was even born. I swear to God.
If this isn't the Battle of Athens, maybe it should be called the Battle of Atlanta, where we saw this bizarre voter turnout that we didn't see anywhere else. I mean, black people didn't vote that way if they lived in different counties. Poor people didn't vote that way if they lived in adjacent counties. I mean, we can make the corrections. We know how people are registered. We know their race, their sex, their economic background. Make all those corrections. Go for it. We're really good at doing that. It's just math.
Yeah.
But suddenly, at 3 a.m., they vote different, and the only people that vote differently are when some Democrats in Atlanta were counting the votes. Their neighbors across the street voted the same way they have for election after election.
Well, I don't have any doubt they stole this election. None at all. I don't know what's going to happen day after tomorrow.
Right.
A lot of people have got, I keep saying, you know, I don't know what's going to happen day after tomorrow, even though that was not something to say last week. And I keep getting told by other people, hey, don't worry, we got this. And I would love to think that.
I would love
to think that. But it simply comes down to right now. And I'm going to talk about this later in the show.
Oh, good.
We should be seeing a bunch of Republicans colliding with each other to get out front on this and contest this certification. And instead, mm-hmm. you got some of them that are standing up saying, I'm not going to contest it. Like, everything is everything. The rules are the rules, you know. And this is why, as long as people like that are in office, this is why we will continue to lose.
The Mitt Romney types.
Tom Cotton got up there. Everybody's like, Tom Cotton, he's a great guy. Well,
evidently not.
He doesn't see anything to fight for this way. And this moment, he doesn't see any reason to fight anything. He doesn't see any reason to contest anything. And, you know, that's because it hasn't happened to him yet, though.
Interesting point and well taken.
Yeah.
I don't think of Rand Paul as being a particularly contentious figure. I mean, the guy doesn't go out of his way to pick arguments, and yet he's going, you're saying this wasn't an election. Call it whatever you want. I did hear this brilliant comment. He goes, some politicians tried to get the people's vote. Other politicians tried to win the election, and there's a difference there.
Wow. How they find you? How do people find you?
Once a week I get to hang out with you. That's the great part. My blog is slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column at Amaland. And if I've been really good, I get to talk about self-defense gun stories with you and the ninjas.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, Reformation Line, Providence Line, Militia Line. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. You want to hear my tale of woe in this the short segment?
Absolute. Yeah. How are you doing?
Well, it's so. I have I've had this love-hate relationship for years, on and off, with Glock. Right.
Right.
So Dave Harrington talked me into trying a Gen 5 Glock, which the Gen 5 Glock was an improvement over versions 4, 3, 2, and 1 to me.
Right.
So I started trying to make my Glock 45 into something that I could run on a regular basis. So, had optic cut in on it, put a new TAC Overwatch flat trigger on it. And this was my thinking. With this gun, with Glocks, although I didn't look at the underlying issue, which if I'd looked at the underlying issue, I would have done none of those mods to the gun at all, because it didn't matter. It didn't matter. We went to zero this gun, because what I was thinking is my tendency to shoot left with a Glock. Mm-hmm. We could just zero that out with an optic, right?
Right.
We could just adjust for that with an optic. And we actually got the optic zeroed to where the Glock was a TAC driver. As long as I wasn't the one shooting it.
Oh, wow.
So, then we start looking at hands and everything, and I start thinking about everything everybody's told me about Glock. Now, you've got a Poly 80, right?
Right.
Do you feel a difference in the grip angle of a Poly 80 versus a Glock? It's a slight, subtle difference.
I can't feel it.
Okay. I can, only because I can actually accurately shoot with it. Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah.
The groups I was shooting yesterday were superb. I mean, I was shooting like a golf ball-sized group, and I was just hitting empty air. I was, I stopped punching holes in paper, just was shooting through the hoop.
Same hole. Yeah.
Same hole. Everything was going good. It just wasn't going where I wanted it to go. The way, we tried to zero and, shoot for accuracy versus just shooting for,
sport. Sports. Well, or training. Or training. Exercises.
Other stuff. So we're doing all this stuff, and then my buddy gets a hold of it. He shoots it really well. And then he goes, "Why don't you try this?" And he hands me his 6-hour P320X carry. No optic on it. He regularly gives classes pro bono to women. He has a private range, so this particular day, it looked like he'd thrown his gun behind his tractor and dragged it a few miles. I mean, he does not hold them in reverence at all. He takes very good care of them. I mean, before this, he had been running a Ruger P89 for years, and you can imagine.
Right.
So he hands that to me. The only part of we were shooting paper. The only part of the paper target that we had not obliterated was the head. So he's like, "Why don't you shoot for the head?" So, take the sights, put it dead center of the face of the paper target. And I let it rip 17 rounds. I'm not looking at the target as I'm going. I'm just concentrating on the silhouette of the target. And the two blurred things I see, the sights and everything being blurred, and it just staying right there. Just, as Steve said, put the gun out there and just don't let it move. Pulled the gun down, allowed myself to focus on it. I had obliterated the face.
That's, you know what? That's a perfect example that the Glock doesn't fit you. Great.
Well, obviously, because I took both of them today and traded them on a SIG P320.
Okay. You going to get an optic on it?
It already has an optics cut on it. This one,
I had to trade two for it because it's a VTAC, which
oh,
is
okay.
one of their higher, you know, the Kyle Lamb Vikings yep. tactics thing.
Sweet.
And it's a nice gun. It's not. I still want a compact one for more carry, but I have carried this today. I've carried these before. But when Glock took them and fixed them, when, you know, they found out you could hit it in the back with a hammer and it would go splody.
Oh, yeah.
When they the ones that they fixed of mine that they sent back were sort of janky.
Mm.
The slide would lift slightly when you start pulling the trigger. I just didn't like that. I didn't have a lot of confidence in that. So I left them for a while. My first choice, if I had gone to... I wish I'd had a CZ-P10C there. So I could compare all three of those guns. But there will be another one coming down the road. But I called Fisher and I said, have you ever heard of that before where somebody can't work with a... can't make a platform work? He said, oh, you're making it work. But I understand why you want to put the rounds where you want them to go because that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's great that I can shoot a group with them and it's great that I can, you know, put all the rounds in one nice little tight hole and... you know, just make it just one. I'm not hitting paper no more. I'm just hitting air. That's great. But if it's not going where I'm aiming it,
right?
I wouldn't even carry it.
Bill, this is a great lesson writ, 8 million times this year. Guns have to fit you. What fits me? What fits the guy next to me? Interesting. Good advice, but who cares? Because it's your hands that ultimately matter. And to all the people out there who have a gun that doesn't fit them, there are millions of guns out there. Don't fall in love with it. Who's the great Japanese swordsman who said, you know, don't fall in love with the weapon?
Musashi.
Yeah. It's just a gun.
Yep. Yep.
You're the weapon.
Well, the weapon is between our ears, but it sure does help. If the physical parts
work, the way you expect.
Get in tune with everything else. So, I'm a little conflicted over that because I wanted to think I could make that work. Like, I wanted to think I could overcome my issues with it, which is, you know, like I said, as far as grouping of shots, great. But, you know, 4 inches to the left, four more inches to the right, we're not having this conversation.
Right, exactly. There we go.
Tell everybody how to find you, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. And from there, my writing is carried at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland once a week. And if I've been good, done some of my homework, I get to join Bill and the Ninjas here on Lock and Load. Thank you.
You've been good. I love how you make it out like it's a discipline thing. If you've been good... We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 4 million Americans have already received their first dose of coronavirus vaccine, but that's short of the 20 million that the government had hoped to have inoculated by the end of 2020. The chief advisor to Operation Warp Speed says the federal government is ready to help states distribute vaccines, but they can't direct each state's vaccination program. Dr. Mansa Slawi tells CNN that he's confident that the number of shots given will continue to rise now that the holidays are over.
We are available and ready to help the states as they ask specifically for help. We will go and help them there. I don't think it's possible for the federal government to be able to say, you know, we should send vaccine to this particular location. So that's the point we're making. I think that's number one. Number two, the last 3 days, there have been 500,000 doses a day inoculated. The holiday period is behind us. I am optimistic this number are going to go up.
This is USA Radio News. With less than a day to go before two important Senate runoff elections in Georgia, there have been challenges made against the integrity of elections in the state, including from President Trump. Gabriel Sterling is the elections administration manager for Georgia, and he maintains that there hasn't been widespread voter fraud in his state. He tells Fox News that with new security measures in place, it would be difficult to pull off the level of fraud like the president is accusing.
We've introduced all kinds of security measures, even before the November election, and most of these claims we've seen have been spurious, ridiculous, misinformation, disinformation. I mean, we have a driver's license now as part of the identification process for absentee ballots. There's 75% of them that were requested through absentee ballot portal. We have voter ID when you check in. We've had over 3 million votes that have been cast so far. My big concern is that the president's claims and the continuing disinformation surrounding the fact that there were issues in this election, which in Georgia so far we have found there's always going to be illegal votes. We've not found anything approaching what the president is claiming.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, writer, trainer. Anyway.
I had to change shooting ranges down here because the one where I normally go was crushed by a hurricane and needed to practice. Went to a new one.
You know, when I was talking to Fisher today, and I was talking training with him, he's waiting. I guess with training this year, it's going to come down to what's open, like in your case. Because, I mean, like in Louisiana, I imagine training is going to be sort of hard. Because how many hurricanes came ashore this year?
Four.
So I'm sure the ones that, you know, they didn't get taken out the first time, there was three other times to try to do that. On top of the ammunition shortage going on. But anyway.
Yeah.
You were saying.
Well, I want to jump back into some of the news, what you said, if a gun doesn't fit you, move on.
Yeah.
And Steve's all about, look, what works. remember that falling crime rate that we had, for the last couple of decades?
Pre-Antifa BLM, yeah.
Yeah, not only Antifa BLM, pre-COVID when we told you didn't get to have a job anymore. And then we saw a 40 to 50% increase in the number of murders. Not in every city, mind you, but prominent cities like Atlanta, Chicago, Baltimore, D.C., New York. Places with, in the cases of Chicago, Baltimore, D.C., some of the most stringent gun laws in the nation, and just shocking rates of murder. And they jumped up. It's not like there were 2 murders last year and 5 this year, tried 200 going to 300, 400, 5. We even saw the number of murders go up in the super woke cities like Seattle and Portland. My conclusion is that Democrat control is diddly in city after city. I've got lots of friends who are headed to Washington, D.C. I do like a lot that Congresswoman-elect Lauren Boebert has just been trolling the Democrats about, hey, I'm bringing the rest of the country to D.C. Y'all better learn to live with it. Because she's saying, I'm going to carry my gun. I'm going to carry it. I'll carry it on the street. I'm going to carry it where I work, just like I did in Colorado. You want to arrest me? Let's have at it. Let's see how fast we can get that to the courts. I don't think she's winning friends from Nancy Pelosi. I don't think Lauren Boebert cares. Good for her.
No, I don't think she cares either. And, I mean, it comes down to... What it comes down to with this is she has to be the only politician there who's willing to force their hand on this and make them do something that up to this point nobody's forced them to do. And then that in turn will force a case, and they'll be revisiting some things in D.C. because they've already been down this path once before. And
right.
She's exposing it for the hypocritical parts of it that are out there right now.
Well, and I think what most Congress critters did is they got along to get along. They said, okay, I'll carry. How about my staff? Okay, here but not there. Okay, you don't charge them. I won't make a fuss. And the common person got raked over the coals. They were left defenseless. Now, fortunately, we sort of have carry in D.C. They don't have reciprocity with anybody. The good news is this representative, all 5 foot, 100 pounds of her, has more courage than most of the congressmen there. And you're right. She's going to say, here, I'm going to do it. I'm doing it in public. You want to make an issue of it? Let's go. God bless.
Yeah. One of those things. It's one of those things where what she's about to do and what she's about to expose. And that's what they need. The Republicans, all of them, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Have you ever served in the military?
I've not. I was working on nuclear reactors, and they kept trying to put me under the ocean, and I said, no, it's okay.
Yeah. That's a pretty good reason not to have served in the military. So when I was in the military, when I wasn't working on nuclear reactors, one day the drill sergeant asked for a volunteer. And we didn't even have uniforms yet. We were just that new. We weren't even boots. We were just socks. So he calls for that. We're all looking around like, who's going to do it? And then he made us do a bunch of pushing because... And then when we got up, he said, next time I call for volunteers, you guys better be colliding with each other. And the Republicans should be colliding with each other. Every time somebody gets out there and courageously takes a stand and makes a push, and then they're just standing there alone, that is the reason that we lose.
Well, they're now out of what? I should know this number. What is it? 436?
435.
There are over 100 Republicans to date who have stated in public that they said this election was a sham. I feel lucky. One of my senators is one of them. I wrote to both of them. I called both of them. I called my Congress critter as well. I didn't hear back from him, which is unusual. He's a pretty good guy usually. But one of them said, oh, yeah, we've already certified the electors. There's nothing we can do. And I went, okay, you're a swamp creature. Now I know. You outed yourself. You can say anything you want from now on. But I now know it, and I will know it and speak about it to everyone I know until he's out of office.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
But you're right. They should all be doing it. The isn't it odd if you had to say, just blindfolded, would Ted Cruz speak up or not? Yes, he would. Would Rand Paul speak up or not? Yes, he would. There are a few others. Louis Gohmert. Yes, he would. There are a few others we know by reputation, and they've lived up to it. Oh, you know what? That's worth something.
Yeah. The other thing is that those that don't do anything this time around, well, that's going to be a problem for them the next go around. And 2022 is going to be an interesting moment.
Well, the regardless of how it turns out, the Republicans should do great. But can you imagine the swamp rebelling at having to defend their record that they stood and did nothing? Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's it exactly. Coming up on the next break, how do they find Rob Morse when they're looking around?
I do this Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it appears at Clash Daily. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland, and once a week, first, you know, I'm first out of the chute. They give me the whole weekend to work with this material, so everybody else has to stand in my wake. I'm lucky. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com and be on the lookout. I took a Franklin Armory Ruger 10/22 out over the weekend, and boy, did I have a good time. It was the only good time I had. The other
Iron
part
sight?
Of it was with the Ruger.
Yeah.
No, this was a Ruger 10/22. This is a Ruger 10/22 takedown. That has been worked. It's called a Taxol because it's been worked over by Tactical Solutions. It has a Crimson Trace red dot sight on it and a binary trigger.
On a 10/22.
On a 10/22. I mean, 25 rounds are gone. I mean, if you try to watch the bolt, it just looks like it's sort of vibrating.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah. Fun.
It was a blast. Yeah.
And. Any other time you could say we could afford to shoot it, and you can.
I'm able to find 22 around here. Now, 500 rounds of 22 is $70.
Okay.
I don't. I'm sure somebody out there is going, that's a crazy price, boy. And it may be, but
yeah,
I don't normally buy 22, so that wasn't bad.
Right.
I saw somebody when I was getting this SIG today. There's one place in West Columbia, South Carolina, that will sell you a case of 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
No limits. $650 a case.
Wow.
When we went to Tactical Spots, Jaeger was selling those Fiocchi cases, the really good 115 grain.
Right.
He was selling those to the people there for like $190 a case.
Right.
And
yeah, three times the price. So,
yeah.
A young man I know, I've sort of been coaching him. He has a gun he wants to carry, and he did it a little backwards. He hasn't tried enough firearms yet, And he goes, well, I'm going to carry, I want this to be for some. He went out and bought like 1,000 rounds of jacketed hollow point. And I said, okay, you and I've suddenly become your financial advisor. You're going to sell that. You're going to make money because I know you bought it 6 months to a year ago. And then you're going to get some practice ammo because you're never going to, don't shoot that for practice. And he goes, oh, okay. It's like the things we don't know, right?
Right.
Do you have something on your mind? Because I'd like to jump into a self-defense gun story about things we don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I spoke about this last week. This comes out of London, Kentucky. And it's just some guys that are at work in the morning. The three of you are working behind the counter selling food, coffee, gasoline, convenience store. We see it every day. It's 7 in the morning. A customer comes in and just right out the gate, here, give me all the cash or I'll shoot you all. Well, he doesn't produce a gun, doesn't produce a knife, and you can see his hands. But a second later, the guy comes around the counter and starts beating one of the male clerks in the store because the guy didn't give the money fast enough. 7 in the morning, crazy. And you're armed. And you see this and you go, I can't let this happen. And you shoot the robber. And suddenly being shot wasn't the robber he had planned. And he stops attacking your coworker. He starts to leave. Perfect. Life is good. And now you see that your female coworker, who is standing behind your buddy, she's injured. She's shot. The article doesn't say exactly how, but she says she was struck by a deflected shot. It doesn't say if it was your bullet after it went through the bad guy, if it was a miss on your part and it hit the floor or the coffee machine. It doesn't even say if it was from the attacker's firearm, but she's injured. And that's the reality of self-defense. We think that we can always establish greater distance. Firearm is a defensive tool. And I've been in situations, force-on-force scenarios, where it became a contact weapon. You didn't necessarily hit someone with it, but because of all the other people around, one of the safety rules says, watch out what's in front of your target. And as people are moving, you may have to literally be metal on bad guy before you say, oh, it's now safe to pull the trigger. That might have been the appropriate solution. You and I've had a chance to try that. In this sense, you and I don't think about it. One of the psychological issues of using a firearm is we don't see how we're hurting someone. I guarantee you, I've felt it, and I was only doing it with a plastic gun. But when I put my gun against somebody's back and all the trainers said, okay, that ends the exercise, and my heart dropped. It's something to think about.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely something to think about. But then, by the same token, and this brings up an interesting question. So you carry a gun, right? You carry a gun everywhere you go.
Yes, sir.
As do I. Is it your intent, should you have to pull it, is to pull it? Right?
Okay, so far so good, yes.
And you're not going to be second-guessing yourself or anything else. You're going to rely on your training. And if you have to do like a contact shot or whatever, you're going to make that shot, and then you're going to pull back and get into a ready, trying to find out if anybody else is coming at you and all this other stuff. And then once all of that has happened, then you can have a moment of reflection, right?
Yes. Yes. I was done with the exercise. I saved other innocent people from getting shot. But I also, in my head, visualized the mess I just made of my intended victim, the attacker. Yeah, we forget that it's going to hurt. Yeah. But you bring up a great point. There's time for that after you've done it. And
yeah,
we're depending on our training to get us through it.
See, I have no illusions about what I would do. I just wanted to make sure I had the right tool to do it. Now I've got that out of the way, and now I'm going to be starting to concentrate once again back on the other stuff. But, I mean, if somebody, you know, I presume that you walk around daily, not bothering anybody, not hurting anybody, not robbing anybody. I'm presuming you do that daily.
I'm very good at it. I get daily practice, yes.
So if all of a sudden, one day while you're doing that, and I always call this the turkey pot pie scenario.
Really?
Yes, I call this. If I'm sitting in my house, enjoying my turkey pot pie, not bothering nobody, and somebody kicks in the door, I have a pretty good idea why they did it. Most people don't do that to you. Most people that do that to you have something going on, and I will deal with them in a commensurate manner.
Right.
And, there will be some stuff that happens to me physiologically after I've done it, but while I am doing it, it's going to be ruthless.
Well, and, you know, we have this normalcy bias, right?
Yes.
My day's ordinary. I get to drink my coffee, go about my business. And when violence happens to us, everything's going to change no matter how we do it. It's going to be a rough ride. And you've ridden it. You've been through it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
so
that doesn't, I mean, I think you give a very fair accounting of yourself, Mr. Morse. I do indeed.
Right.
One thing that I see, and before we run out of time, I see people that train like you and I do, mm-hmm. and I never see one of us getting in that predicament, simply because we're aware.
Normally, we step around it.
Yeah,
right?
We step around it because you never see an assailant coming up. You never see them saying, "Today, we found an assailant who obviously tried to mug somebody. He was shot 6 times, sending a mass." It was a very neat group. One more time before I run out of time, tell me how they find you.
I host Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's a little snack food, 20 minutes. And I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That stretches to an hour and a half. We're going to start here in a half hour. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writings from there are carried at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge. And I write the Armed Citizen column at Amaland. Thank you, Bill. Who's coming up next?
Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.